We're talking a lot about unemployment these days, and here's one striking figure. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, fewer than 20% of disabled people in the country have work, which gets us to a suburb outside of Chicago that's helping people with a form of autism. Here's Chicago Public Radio's Adrian Hill.
Brian Tozo is making sure programs like Yahoo Messenger and AOL interact properly with a cell phone.
Right now, I'm just sending what's called a group message.
He types a message into his phone, pushes send, and
there it is. Hello, how are you? And I, on the PC, and then on the screen, you can see the same message. Hello, how are you? So it passes. Great.
Tozo marks it down as a success in a spreadsheet that has hundreds, even thousands, of repetitive tests. At a different desk, Alan's son is training with a similar list.
It definitely helps utilize my computer skills and lets me use them to help others. So at least I'm seeing how my computer skills can be potentially useful to society.
Employment is so much more than a paycheck. It is structure to the day. It is sense of self-worth, value.
Brenda Weitzberg is the founder of Aspiratech, a nonprofit with the mission of training and employing adults with Asperger's and high-functioning autism. She started the business because she felt frustrated with the lack of job resources for her 30-year-old son. She says software testing is the perfect fit for people like him with autism spectrum disorder.
They're very focused on detail, able to do highly repetitive work, able to spot imperfections.
Aspiratech is relatively new, started with $25,000 in private donations. So far, it's trained 8 testers. It's just signed its first contract for work that'll start later this year. Weitzberg's inspiration is a 6-year-old Danish company called Specialisterne.
That actually sees autism, the autism characteristics, as a potential competitive advantage.
Torkel Sona is the founder of Specialisterne. The company currently has 36 consultants with autism spectrum disorder doing software testing and data entry. He came up with the idea after his own son was diagnosed with autism.
Do you feel like the outlook for your son is brighter than it was 6 years ago?
Oh, yes, much more. I think that there's a much more positive attitude and openness in the business sector in Denmark.
Sona's hoping to spread the model worldwide. Copenhagen Business School professor Robert Austin has studied Specialisterne's business.
It does something that I think a lot of other models that hope to help people don't do. It aligns the interests of the people being helped with the interests of a business.
Austin says it's a hopeful model and that he'd like to see it work. It's one that doesn't view difference as a disadvantage. For NPR News, I'm Adrian Hill in Chicago.